It's the Mornings with Ed show, and welcome the beginning of a week and an absolutely spectacularly beautiful day here in the world's most beautiful city. It is, of course, the Artist Corner, where we spotlight a local artist. And again, I started this because you could be living next door to someone and not realize, wow, this is a talent and dedicated person here that I'm living next to. Well, today we have Robin Hires in studio, and I hope you get a word in edgewise here. We have Bridget Shaw with us as well from the Laguna Gallery of Contemporary Art. We all locally know it as Laguca. So welcome, ladies. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, that was nice. Nice and all together now. We can start singing here. Robin, as I look at your art and I checked you out online, I love these beach images. You are such a California champagne on the beach type of person.
I know, aren't I?
Yes.
Okay, well, let me tell you. I feel that every single girl here is the same way. And that's the beauty of my art. I feel like there's a lot of people that relate to the vibe that I'm portraying in my art. It's not just me, it's everybody.
Right. It's beautiful people. I want our listeners to eventually go online and check it out, yeah. Of course.
But lifestyle painting.
It is.
It's not just girls, it's guys too, having fun, sports car, and it's a little retro.
Right.
So I kind of live in the past. I like the 60s.
It's like a Cary Grant movie.
Mad Men. You know, it's champagne, it's more of a glamorous.
Glamorous.
Point in time, and also I like the old days. I like the 60s and 70s,
right,
and 80s.
Yeah, the bathing suits and bikinis seem quite contemporary. However,
they're contemporary, yeah. And it's all mangled in. I actually want to tell you, I grew up in Laguna back in the 60s, and my parents were involved in art here and blah, 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 blah. But I was gone for about 20 years.
A little closer to the mic.
So
thank you.
When I came back, which was only 7 years ago, I was so excited to be back at the beach and to be in Laguna. That's why it's such a celebration of happiness, really.
So when you were gone from Laguna for a while, what was the mindset like? What was on the palette then?
Okay, what was on the palette? I was actually in a different time frame. I was married. I had kids. We moved to Boulder, Colorado, which is a beautiful, very hip place, a wonderful place to raise kids. And at the time when I started my career, 97, there was a lot of money in Boulder, and that was before the crash of 2007.
Right.
So I did really well immediately, but my art was not about bikini girls. It was about sort of like a Matisse flavor.
Okay.
You know, family and flowers and things, but I feel it wasn't 100% me. Right. And now it is.
Right.
Now I'm really happy.
Right.
And I'm just...
It's the fun train.
It's the fun train. And I'm just... Everything's got the glitter on it. It's over the top. It's Veuve Clicquot. And
say that word again.
Veuve Clicquot.
Okay.
And it's not like I'm sitting around drinking Veuve Clicquot all the time. But guess what? All the girls here are. Everywhere I go, the girls say, "That's me. Oh my gosh, you're painting me." I know. You know?
Yeah. Now, it strikes me that everyone is really beautiful in your there's beauty in your art. There's beautiful people.
I love beautiful people. I'm sorry. I'm not a shallow person, but I mean, pretty much everyone in Orange County to me is beautiful.
Right.
And everywhere people are beautiful. And I try to make curvier girls too. I don't just think blondes that are skinnier are beautiful.
Right.
My biggest problem right now is that, ask Bridget, I make the people too tan. Because I am,
it's true.
I'm like a tan person, but I mean, I wear fake tanner and stuff like that. Right. It's not safe to be in the sun, and a lot of people have had skin cancer and things like that, myself included. But I'm going back to an era when we all did lemon in our hair to make our hair blonde. Baby oil.
Do women still do that?
Now we're all spending our money on Botox because we ruined our skin before. And that's why my people love it, because they all go, "That reminds me of what I was like, you know, back in the day."
Right.
People walk in the gallery and they look at her paintings and they just fall in love with them, and they do say, "Oh, that's me. That's us. That's my girlfriends and I."
Right.
Yeah, they completely relate.
Now, you actually painted Lisa Farber, our very own Lisa Farber.
I did, and I have to tell you, I'll never forget the people that have helped me out when I first came back and no one knew who I was and I was doing these bikini girls. Well, Lisa was so sweet. She said, "Robin, I'm doing a summer issue, and you know what? I think one of your paintings would be perfect on it." Do you know how cool that was for me when I just came back and I was starting out? And I was at Robert Holton's gallery, which was upstairs.
Everybody loves Robert. Who doesn't love Robert?
And he was helping me out by letting me be in his gallery. And then Lisa Farber by putting me on the cover.
Right.
You know, it was just a great thing she did. And so, yeah, I did a painting of her. And, you know, she's so beautiful with the big eyes and the curly hair and beautiful face. So
right.
That was a fun one to do.
Did you put her in a bikini?
Yeah, I kind of did.
All right. Well, let's tell you. We'll look at it later. Yeah, we'll look at it later. We'll put it on.
She's got a beautiful body, and she's gorgeous.
We'll put it on the KX Instagram page a little bit later on. Let's do that.
Great.
We'll also, as we podcast this, that'll be the podcast picture as well. If that's okay with you.
Such a good time, and I love that.
So, Bridget, how did you guys get together? How'd you find her?
You know, there's a local gal that I went to school with, and that was a best friend of Robin's.
Right.
Her name is Wendy Potter, and she came in to me and. Robin was upstairs at the other gallery, and she said, you know, are you aware of this Robin's work? And she showed me, and instantly I was like, oh, I need her.
Right.
Absolutely. This is a yes. And I'm telling you, so many people come to me to try and show their art in the gallery.
Right.
I've got at least 20 artists. And it's not instant like that. It's rare that I find something I love. But I saw her work, and done deal. And we've been... great ever since.
Right. No kidding. I'm not blowing smoke in your face. Same thing. When I looked you up online, I went, wow, that's cool stuff, man.
I really like this stuff.
I got to
go. You know what's funny is I was scared to call Lococha because Lococha has always had a reputation as the top gallery.
Uh-huh.
And I just have a brand and everything, but I was sort of intimidated to call. Literally, Wendy called me twice and said, did you call Bridget? No, not yet. Call Bridget. I'll never forget. And then when I met Bridget, it's like we grew up together. She's like wearing cutoffs with paint on her. And like... flip-flop. And like, did we grow up together?
I know. But we have a great time.
Yeah. We're just like soul sisters.
And if you didn't reach her at Lococha, you could have run into her at Ralph's or Gelson's or one of these stores.
That's where I run into her at the grocery store constantly.
Yeah.
So are you working on something now that we can all kind of be teased about?
She just finished a big commission.
Okay. Yeah.
She does commissions for people all the time.
Okay.
All my artists do, but she does constantly. So we just ship that off.
Yeah. And you know what? I got to tell you, I have a love affair with my clients.
Right.
This is all I do besides go to the beach. My kids are grown up and it's just my art career, my client. Like, I love them. This one client, I haven't even met them. They live in Seattle. So they called me up. They sent me pictures. They said, this is what our family is like. We're really fun. And I want my wife and I in the front. You know, I always have a pool or a beach in the painting with the sailboats in the background.
Right.
And he said, I want our kids in it. And our son, they called him the gentleman. And I go, okay, now I'm getting a whole picture of what you guys are like. He said, we just think we're so funny, the boys and I.
Right.
And so what I ended up doing is I did sort of a retro. One of them was wearing a tux, one a smoking jacket, smoking cigars with scotch. And I said, you better run it by the wife. I'm sorry they're smoking cigars, but that's what my brain is seeing.
There you go.
Sort of a retro Mad Men. And they said, we're down with it. Because it's the fun-loving, not that I, you know.
It's the spirit of the painting that counts.
It's the spirit of back when things were more fun and more carefree.
Do you ever fall in love? Like, let's say you get a commission job.
Yeah.
You do the artwork, but you fall in love with it and then don't want to send it off?
Never.
Does that ever happen?
I just am so happy to have my art in somebody's house somewhere out in the world.
Right.
I have enough of my art. I make it to make other people happy. I'm already happy. I can paint something again for myself. I'm never... afraid to
no,
let it go.
No, we love them all. They're all great.
They're like
and
my
then
friends.
They go
so
to
I,
their
I
homes.
Want my friends to go out in the world.
That's very cool. That's a great way to look at it.
And I want other people to have that happiness in their house.
Yeah.
You know? So it's easy for me to do.
That's excellent. That's a great way to look at it. Because I would find myself, if I were talented in that form, I might get attached to some of these things.
No, I mean, I paint pretty fast, too, to be honest. So
yeah.
It's like, next, now what am I painting?
You have to keep her busy.
Yeah.
Really.
That's what I said. I'm like, Bridget, I'm going to be bored. Now what am I doing? Get me another commission.
And again, not blowing smoke in your face, but as the two of you sit here in front of me, you look just like models in your paintings. You really do, both of you. You look like you could have really modeled a couple
it's
of these
the
after
lifestyle,
you.
But it's not even fake. It is
it's
real
really.
Fake. The other day, Bridget goes, why don't you have your bikini in the car? I know, I blew it. It's a sunny day.
I know, I keep mine in the car. It's like, let's lock the gallery and go for a swim.
No,
put a sign up.
The gallery is literally steps down to the most beautiful beach.
Right.
And it's right next to the deck, which I also have my art. So it's this whole thing where people like go to the deck, they see my art there, then they'll walk up, go, oh my gosh, is your art at the deck? Yes, and they come in the gallery. It's just this whole, like, I can't believe how lucky my life is right now.
Right on. We're lucky to have you. If you're just joining us, this is Robin Hires. We have also Bridget Shaw with the Laguna Gallery of Contemporary Art with us, talking about Robin's art. And, of course, Bridget's gallery, a fantastic place that we know. We know it. You love it. You can't live without it here in town, quite frankly. If you missed any portion of this, we're going to podcast it. It'll be up on the podcast page under Mornings with Ed a little bit later on. How do we find, if we don't go to the gallery, how do we find your art?
Well, the best thing to do, I don't know if people are on Instagram, but if you want to see what I'm doing all the time, like charity, blah, 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 works in progress, right. Instagram, at Robin Hires Art. I just believe in Instagram for artists because right. It's very visual, and you can do a story, and you can just keep people up. You know, Facebook, too, and then the website. But the website is more about, like, here's what paintings I have. It's not as exciting. I mean,
right.
You know, www.robinhiresart.com.
I got lost in your paintings. I'm not kidding. Oh, I went to your website. Nice. I got lost in them, and I just, like,
I mean,
each one.
I mean, it all pops up. If you just type in Robin Hires, everything will pop up. But right. It's Instagram and website.
Right. Instagram's great for the gallery, too.
Right. Yeah, it's, and for the gallery. Yeah. We're constantly doing things, you know, taking pictures every single day for the gallery. I work there 2 days a week. I do live painting.
Okay.
So, like today, on Monday, I'll be there painting.
Wow. Like right in front. Boom. Here we go.
Yeah. You know.
And you say you paint fast, so you may finish a painting today.
Yeah, I do stuff to do. I do small stuff. I do charity stuff. I mean, there's always something going on. So when I'm at the gallery, that's when I'm doing painting.
While I have you on, we're going to talk about charity stuff as soon as you and I get off the air here.
Okay,
this is Robin Hires. It is spelled H-I-E-R-S.
Yes.
And we have Bridget Shaw here. Thank you so much, ladies, for coming by.
Thank you.
It's been a lot of fun talking.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Can't wait to have you back at some point.
You got it.
All right.
For sure.